So Shlishi of Pinchas, we have the story of the Benos Tlavchad. And the way that they formulate their request, as Chazal note, quoted by Rashi, Mitoch Chibason Shel Eretz Yisrael, and the contrast with the entire generation of the Dor HaMidbar, Ve'ela Lo Hayayish, Mipkudei Moshe Ve'aron, Bemidbar Sinai, the generation that turned their back on Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi derives on that basis, right? Nashim Mechavos Eretz Yisrael, and you put that together with the Ramban, that Shevet Levi was in the Gzera. Nor was anybody, of course, under the age of 20 or over the age of 60. So, you know, we always have to refine our understanding about an entire generation dying in the desert. Certainly a very large number of people from Klal Yisrael, but under 20, over the age of 60, Shevet Levi, the Nashim. Al Rosh Tzva'am, right, we have now the story of the Benos Tlavchad as the ultimate Mishpechos Menashe ben Yosef. Yosef Chibei Beret Yisrael. He would do anything, even for a kavura in Eretz Yisrael. And now we have the story of the Benos Tlavchad, Machla Noah, Chagla Milka Betirza. They strangely, as the Ramban note, they refer to their father as a chote. Wasn't any reason for them to do so. Ki v'chato meisu vanim lo hayu lo. The Gemara Masech LeShabbos already in Daf Tzadivav Amud Beis takes the position that Rabbi Akiva suggests that he was the Mekoshesh, that and this is a little bit untoward. The Gemara is a little disturbed by Rabbi Akiva, you know, revealing, you know, Vayuvene Yisrael Bamidbar, Vayimsu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim B'Yom HaShabbos, right, that, you know, if the Torah was Chosei Chanes Kavod, so Rabbi Akiva probably shouldn't have revealed it. Entire discussion there in the Gemara. And the Ramban is so bothered by this idea that the daughters who are clearly, you know, very loyal to their father, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto Ki Ein Lo Ben Tana Lanu Achuza B'Socha Chei Avinu, and Chachmanios Hayu, right? They say, look, you know, if we're not really considered Zera in Yerusha, so then, you know, let our mother do Yibam, you know, Lahakim Shem La Avinu. And so they obviously are very loyal to their father. So what's this, you know, Ki V'cheto Meis? So the Ramban says a couple of interesting things. He says, number one, you know, they thought that Moshe hated Adas Korach more than anybody else. Because that was very personal to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a very logical assumption for them to have made. Of course, you know, Vaish Moshe and Av Mod, Mikol Adam, Asher Al Pnei Adama. I don't think Moshe was keeping score, but you could understand why they, you know, why they had such a Hava Mina. The question is, why do they have to specify Ki V'chato Meis? So the Ramban says, no, it wasn't that they were referencing any particular chet al derech habshat. Ki V'chato Meis, meaning he was one of the, he wasn't from Shevet Levi, right? He's from Shevet Menashe. It wasn't an Isha. He wasn't under the age of 20. He wasn't over the age of 60. So Ki V'chato Meis, al mitaso meis ba-midbar. And he wasn't able to go into the desert. It's a very, you know, beautiful solution to the difficult problem of why would they be mazkir the oven of their father, Ki V'chato Meis, if, you know, there's really no need to do so. And they're clearly very loyal to their father, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto, you know, Ki Ein Lo Ben. I want to get into the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. I already mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he was the Mekoshe Sheitzim. The Shita of Rabbi Shimon, you know, sort of fits in very neatly with the idea that they were Chovevei, you know, Eretz Yisrael, that came by it honestly, because their father was always Michovei, was also Michovei Eretz Yisrael, that he was Mina Ma'apilim, right? Vayapilu Lalos Al Rosh Ahar, right? So that makes a great deal of sense to suggest that, ah, Tzlavchad was Mina Ma'apilim, and because he was amongst the Ma'apilim, you know, he had that, you know, zealousness for Eretz Yisrael, he took it too far, but, you know, he was you know, in a deep state of avelos, as we know, after the Chet Amaraglim, Vayisavlu Ameod, and, you know, Vayashkimu Vaboker, Vayomer Hinenu Ve'alino Al-Makom Asher Amar Hashem Ki Chatanu. He was prepared, you know, to make amends, as we noted at the time, in Parsha Shlach, you know. In a certain sense, they were perpetuating the sin of the Meraglim by not paying attention to Dvar Hashem, but be that as it may, we can certainly see how the Ma'apilim connects the idea of Chavivas Artso. But what about, you know, the idea of the Mekoshesh? How does that sort of frame them as Nashim HaMechabvos Eretz Yisrael, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, and the importance of, you know, Eretz Yisrael within the family, going all the way back to, you know, Tzlavchad ben Chefer ben Machir ben Gilad ben Menashe. So what exactly, ben Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe, so what exactly is the connection to the Mekoshesh? So I think we spoke about it a little bit at the time, but to reiterate the idea of Vayuvene Yisrael Bamidbar, Vayimtzu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim, B'Yom HaShabbos, right, the idea that the Ramban had there Vayuvin Yisrael Bamidbar, that after the Gzeira, right, against the Dora Midbar, so there's a general state of Yiyush. It wasn't just random. But a person that loved Eretz Yisrael so much, you tell them they're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and they were crushed. And, you know, in that momentary sense of being destroyed before they could internalize the message of Chalab, of Oachem El Aretz, before they could internalize the message of the Menachos and the Nesachim, that there is going to be another generation. So Avinu Meis Bamidbar, he died in the desert. Kivachet Omeis, he died doing a sin that was a product of Yiyush because he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He was so distraught about the idea of not going to Eretz Yisrael, so he thought basically life was over. Like, you know, the Jews after the days of Yechezkel, coming to Yechezkel, if we're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, then there could be no meaning to Torah Judaism. So, of course, that was the wrong conclusion to draw, but it reflected a certain kind of idealism, a certain kind of aspiration towards Eretz Yisrael. So both Deos, Rabbi Kiva and his Talmud, Rabbi Shimon, really reflect this idea of a mishpacha chovevet Eretz Yisrael, going all the way back to Yosef. And, of course, here's where, you know, the Yosef idea, you know, comes up. I think particularly Shitas, you know, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva saying he was the Mekoshesh, that he despaired of life, Torah life, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's where the Yosef perspective is so critical. Yosef, who lived from the age of 17 outside of Eretz Yisrael, returned once for his father's burial, but knew how significant Eretz Yisrael was on the one hand, and on the other hand, knew the importance of perpetuating, you know, Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, Mifraim, Menashe, Kiruven, Vishimon, Yuli, and the idea of what he was able to create in the framework of Jewish life in the diaspora. Yosef is really the model of perpetuating Klal Yisrael successfully in the diaspora without relinquishing for a moment the Chiba of Eretz Yisrael. So I think that's the, you know, the beauty of the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says, you know, Slavchad, you know, had the Chiba of Eretz Yisrael part of it right, but he sort of lost touch with the balance that's needed, that if we can't be in Eretz Yisrael and fulfill the mitzvah with Shishgula, Kedneged Kol HaMitzvos, that we can't give up on Torah Judaism altogether. And they recognize that as a chait in their father, these Nashim HaMechavos Eretz Yisrael, right, Tzadkanios Hayu, Chachmanios Hayu, they recognized their father's chait, according to Rabbi Akiva, that he took the idea too far, but they also embraced the special love that their father had for Eretz Yisrael, said, you know, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoch Mishpachto Kein Loven, they appreciated the good that there was in their father. And so we come full circle to the Ramban's question. It wasn't Lignai, their father, that they mentioned his chait, but it was a reflection of his chibas itself. For Rabbi Shimon, it's obvious, it's low-hanging fruit, right? He was mina ma'apilim, he had such a love of Eretz Yisrael, he took it too far. But even the Shitas Rabbi Kiva, it's such a love of Eretz Yisrael that he couldn't imagine any spirituality that could exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. Avinu Meis Bamidbar, he died a desperate, despairing man in the desert, and here we are. We want to perpetuate the positive aspect of our father's legacy, which of course is Tanalanu Achuza Besoch Achei Avinu.